this was our situation. We had the BCH codes, we had the Reed-Solomon code, we had the Elias convolution of codes. For these two, we had no decoding algorithms, so we couldn't think of implementing them, but they looked like good codes. And we had this, Elias's convolutional codes with sequential decoding, which at MIT they had been declared the answer to all coding problems. And that led to what I call the first death of coding theory around 1960. And this is what I was told in 1960 when I was looking for a doctoral thesis topic at MIT. They said, forget coding theory. All the interesting problems in coding theory have already been solved. That, in fact, nobody really expected much practical value from coding schemes. At Lincoln Lab, they had built, in Paul Rosen's group, a sequential decoder. Jack Wollstonecraft was working with him at the time. Jack, by the way, is my thesis supervisor. And I visited out there one day and saw the thing with several racks of equipment, okay, to send data over the telephone line, and it got very little, in fact, maybe negative improvement over uncoded transmission. So nobody was looking for too much then. But, of course, at that time, computation was very difficult. I also remember at the same time I had to write a proposal to get 1 hour of computing time on an IBM 704 at MIT. That's an old vacuum tube machine. The random access memory was 32 kilo words. I think a word was 32 bits on that machine. And the computing resources were so rare that you had to write a proposal to get an hour of time to use that machine. But anyway, what people felt was, well, all the interesting problems have been solved. It's just now the drudgery of putting these to practical use. We've got everything we need to know. And so graduate students are being told what they should do is work on minor improvements in sequential decoding and to get the practical results out of coding theory.